Most U.S. politicians can only dream of standing next to the man they would succeed in the White House, accepting his endorsement. Wednesday, dream became reality for Senator John McCain. His sweep of this week's primary elections gave McCain enough delegates to clinch the Republican Party nomination.
John showed incredible courage, strength of character, and perseverance in order to get to this moment. And that's exactly what we need in a president.
She got in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Claiming victory Tuesday, Senator McCain took aim at the two remaining Democratic Party candidates, who both say they oppose the Iraq war.
I will defend the decision to destroy Saddam Hussein's regime.
Senator Hillary Clinton won two crucial battleground states on Tuesday, breaking her rival's 12 contest winning streak and reviving her campaign.
I congratulate Senator McCain on winning his party's nomination, and I look forward to a spirited and substantive debate with him.
Senator Barack Obama, however, directs his criticism at both.
We want a new course for this country. We want new leadership in Washington. We want change in America. John McCain and Hillary Clinton have echoed each other, dismissing this call for change as eloquent but empty. Speeches, not solutions.
The next delegate-rich state to pick a Democratic favorite will be Pennsylvania next month. Both senators hope voters in that eastern state will help decide who will stand alone and accept the party's nomination in August. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.